أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم مالك الملك تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي رب زدني علما اللهم علمنا بما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا كريم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله ولقد يسرنا القرآن للذكر فهل من مدكر وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قل لن يصيبنا إلا ما كتب الله لنا هو مولانا وعلى الله فليتوكل المؤمنون صدق الله العظيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته all the brothers today is March 13 2020. Alhamdulillah, we are here. We gather here. First of all, we have to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now you can see what's going on around the world, even in our city, in our locality. So many places we cannot go and perform Jummah the way we used to go with no fear, no pressure, no worries. So this is the time to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are here and we don't know what will happen in coming weeks. So that's why, first of all, say Alhamdulillah, we gather here and inshallah we will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for us to keep gathering for Friday Jummah and give us strength and faith and trust so that we perform our duties or our obligation easily inshallah. So the ayah which I recited is for the situation which is going on around the world. And I hope, I think everybody will be talking similar things. So the ayah means, say, nothing will happen to us besides what Allah has decreed for us. قُلْ لَنْ يُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا Now, كَتَبَ اللَّهُ And after that, لَنَا هُوَ مَوْلَانَا He is our guardian. وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ And Allah alone do the believers trust. So this is the ayah. This is very, very important ayah. This is very, very important message in Quran, Surah Tawbah, ayat number 51. So I myself need this ayah the most. We are testing right now. This is our exam, how strong we are in our beliefs, in our trust. We say from our tongue, but now this is the time to practice upon that. So this ayah is giving me strength when I read in this time, because everybody is actually emotionally, you know, disturbed right now, what's going on, and everybody is thinking what will happen in future. So this is a big time right now, and we all need to have, you know, our patience under control, our emotions under control. So this is the ayah. Allah is the most powerful. That's the message for today. Allah is the most powerful. So you know, in Quran, so many times we recite, Inna Allah ala kulli shayin qadir. Inna Allah ala kulli shayin qadir. How many times you have this in Quran? Several times. I was trying to count this ayah. I approximately I got like 50 times this message in Quran, and the word Qadr, it happened like 130 times. So the Qadir means, so what is the message? Surely Allah has power over all things. You know, we see speeches from our presidents and our, you know, prime ministers and everybody, and they say we have very strong health system. I heard a president of US, and everybody is, because they are increasing your trust in their health system. So our message, Allah says, surely Allah has power over all things. So everything which is happening to us is decreed from Allah for us. So that's actually the message for today's. And I will not take too much today. This is a this is the another thing which I will at the end I will say a few words. So we need to revive our faith, our trust in Allah. So that's the time, that's the message. So we will see how like three things we need to do. Increase supplications. We need to increase our du'as and turns towards Allah. So that's the message. The second thing, we need to have patience. You will be testified so many. Last night when things happened, you know, I myself was at a Makkah Halal Meet. There was a long lineup for meat. It sounds like it. We have Eid or Ramadan, first day of Ramadan tomorrow. At 10 o'clock, that's the time it closes. But everybody is panic, food basic, everywhere. It happened last night. So things has changed drastically in few hours yesterday. So everybody got panic. So that's the time we need to show patience, do wise decisions, do wise shopping, get whatever you need for a few couple of months, medicines, things you can do. But besides that, the most important thing which we need is patience and trust in Allah. So the second thing is trust in Allah. So that's the third thing which we need to increase. I need to increase. I am going through a lot of challenges because my father is sick in Karachi. He's in ICU. I cannot travel. I sought advice from everybody. And look at what is happening. Everybody is saying, no, you should not travel. You should not travel. So I'm going through a lot of emotional challenges myself. I need these, whatever I'm saying, I am the one who need most. So I'm actually reviving myself to stand up here in front of you and sharing. I am really emotionally disturbed because in last 2 days, my father, alhamdulillah, is after ICU phase, he has improved. His health is improved now, mashallah. But he will be in hospital for 4 days. But may I make dua for my father as well? That's actually just my personal thing. So now we need to increase the trust and power. To understand the power of Allah, I need to give you 5 examples. That's it. Simple. I will not share any story. But the message is so strong, it will boost you up. And you know, everything happens with the will of Allah. So that's the message. And now see a few examples. I saw that beautiful poster which says this. So I just captured for today. I kept it for today. So the first thing, you know, we say anything happens, anything. Look at this. The fire can burn only if Allah wills. The knife can cut only if Allah wills. The ocean will drown you if only Allah wills. And then whale will eat you if only Allah wills. And the flood will drown you if only Allah wills. So this is the shortest message. But what now I will say which prophet we can relate. We all know which prophets I am talking about. So look at it. The fire was not able to burn Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, because Allah did not decree that for Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. So this is a strong message. Boost you up. This whatever is going on around us will not afflict you if Allah does not will. So that's the message. The knife was not able to cut Prophet Ismail alayhi salam. You know, Prophet Ibrahim was almost cutting his jugular vein, and Allah, the knife was not working. Allah sent the sheep. And then the whale was not able to eat. Look at it. Whale swallow Prophet Yunus alayhi salam, and he survived in the belly for so many long period of time. Sea was not able to drown. It split it apart, and Prophet Musa alayhi salam and his crowd. Look at this. Even Prophet and his believers were also not able to drown. So Allah saved them. Allah did not decree. Allah wills to save them. So Allah will. So the flood was not able to drown Prophet Nuh alayhi salam and his believers. So we are believers of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We need to have strong faith in him, in his sunnah, in Quran, and follow all these sunnah. This is the time when we need to increase our faith, our worships, our supplication, our patience, our trust. That's the message I want to bring towards in front of you. I know time is so difficult for everybody. I have seen so much emotional drastically changes in people's behavior on groups as well in last few hours. Everybody is thinking a little, you know, depressed. So we need Allah's help. We need Allah's trust in ourselves.